Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Spring break! Woo! Woo! I'm an animal!
Hope you all had a nice break, but now, unfortunately, we're back to reality, and it's not pretty.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's finally back. I was expecting a late-night FaceTime over spring break, but then I realized my new phone won't allow it. A sad realization, but even more wonderful reunion. Absence really does make the heart grow fonder.
Oh, that is so sweet and sad because I didn't even think about the FaceTiming.
Really? You didn't even think about it?
I didn't think because...
I guess it's just normal now that I can't do it.
That... It became a joke, and that's why I would do it. And then I didn't even think about I thought about you, and I thought about messaging you and calling you, but I never even thought about FaceTime.
So there was a family birthday or something, I guess, that I missed on Josh's side. And Josh just said, Lacey asked me about the birthday song that he sings at. I was like, Lacey texted you over spring break and she didn't text me? I was so mad. And he's like, no, my sister Lisa, not Lacey. I was like, oh. I was so mad.
I love this relationship that Josh and I have, that we fight and can make each other mad even without communicating to each other. I haven't talked to him since the Lip Biscuit comment.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, because like you're like mad at him?
No, just because we don't communicate that much. I mean, I'm still a little bit upset about it, but I haven't heard from him at all. Now I think he's being rude. Should we call him?
No. God, no. Stop trying to call people.
I do want to update from Josh, but hang on.
Okay.
She's the best thing at my work, and the reason that being away for a week is bittersweet. I love being away from work, but not from this girl. I take her hugs all day, but the tight lips can't stay. Can't hold it in anymore. My co-host has a name, and she is...
Amy Nichols. Tight lips?
Yeah.
Because I don't talk?
Well, because I couldn't realize earlier I was asking you what we were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell if you were being short, if you didn't have anything, so that, and then come to find out...
I just don't want to share it beforehand.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a problem we have.
Yeah. I've had some life-changing stuff going on that I've had to go around behind your back at the office and tell people. I'm like, hey, here's what happened. But don't tell Amy because I haven't told her on the podcast yet.
Life-changing? Yeah. I don't know. Is this a little bit overdramatic here?
Pretty dramatic and life-changing. Yeah. Okay. So first, Josh and I had a fight. Does he know it?
No, he has no idea.
Okay. What does he think about the podcast? Where is he at now? Amy's husband, Josh, just recently started listening to the podcast, and he's been giving us feedback.
Yeah.
Or one-sided feedback. Or he's like, let me tell you about this text that Lacey sent me. And he doesn't respond to my text. He just talks about me to Amy. So we're kind of beefing right now. But what does Josh think about the podcast?
He really liked the latest one that he listened to. It was the one where... I think I was giving an update on the mam room and like all you girls were not always. It's not always. Always and never is never allowed. Mm-hmm. Don't say those words. Anyways, just complaining about their significant others. And I was sitting there and I'm like, God, I really don't have anything negative to say about Josh. And he thought it was the biggest compliment.
Aww.
He felt so good about that. And then he had to brag on himself because he put his shoes away.
Aw, Josh, Amy tells me stuff that you don't hear. So she sure. talks behind your back.
I'm just sure, kidding. I complain. Sure, everybody does. But it was just that specific time that he was referring to in that podcast that I said.
Also, she told me you pooped the bed once.
No, I did not.
No, that never happened. That never happened. I was just trying to take a dig. Okay, well, I was with my love over the break as well. And Jeremy and I took a road trip. We went to Durango, Colorado to go skiing. We went there last year. It was fantastic. On the way there, it's like a 12 and a half hour drive, though. And
I wasn't sure that y'all were driving. Yeah. I knew you did last time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Because this resort is so cool because it's not in a very popular area. So we went for the past two spring breaks, went to this resort during spring break. And it is not busy.
That's great.
It is insane how unbusy that is compared to the other ones because I want to say like the closest airport besides having to fly into Durango, which is expensive because it's a small airport. The nearest airport's Albuquerque. So all the other resorts that are near like Denver is really easy to get to. And those get obnoxiously crowded.
Sure.
And this place doesn't. So
yeah, it's called Purgatory, right? Mm-hmm. I've even had family who go during the summer to Purgatory and they set it up in a way where you can use the facilities when there's no snow. It's really cool. They've got slides and a whole bunch of cool stuff.
I want to. I've never done this. I want to go whitewater rafting there this summer.
I want to, too.
Because the snow has been insane. So the whitewater rafting is going to be crazy good. So I want to. I've never done Colorado during the summer. I want to do that.
That would be fun.
And this would be a great year to do that. Yeah. I don't know that we will or can. Uh-huh. I kept mentioning it to Jeremy a couple times, and he's like, shut up. So
but, let's just finish this vacation first.
But on the way down there, Jeremy asked, because he is invested in our lives as well, Amy. And he said, are you and Amy doing two podcasts a week now?
He knows? I mean, we don't. But there are times where we might slip an extra one in.
Mm-hmm. So he mentioned that to me, and I was like, no, we were feeling very giving, so we did a little bit more. So obviously he's not listening, but he is checking up on us.
Wow.
So then he gave me a podcast idea.
Ooh. We need this. Let's take all the help we can get.
So this idea is brought to you by Jeremy Bishop.
Is this audio? Or no?
No.
Okay. Will you do a Jeremy voice in a Chicago accent, or is that too much?
Sausage. Is that good?
That's really good.
I was up on the roof. So his idea was, it's the Ides of March. So let's see how we can relate the Ides of March in our personal lives.
Okay.
Do you have any idea?
No.
Ides of March is about backstabbing. Or something. I don't know. I told him, I said, well, first off, I'd have to find out what Ides of March is.
Is this like a Caesar reference? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Et tu, Brutus?
Okay.
That's not how you say it. I've been made fun of because I say E tu, Brutus. And my friend's like, no, that's so wrong. So anyway, that was his idea.
Oh, great. Are we going to do that now? Or are we going to like do it?
Yeah, right now.
Later?
Ides of March. How does that relate to your life?
Gosh, backstabbers. I don't know.
See, exactly. So I was like, thanks for that idea, babe, but no, we're not going to do that. And then he said, it's okay. His podcast would be too smart for the average person. Because I was trying to be supportive. He's giving me an idea. So I'm like, yeah. But he saw the only thing I was writing in my phone was like remarks about him. Like, yeah. So that was his idea. Because I wouldn't tell him. And I'm not going to say that's dumb, but that's dumb.
But it might not. We can create anything out of nothing. Right?
Yeah, he said his podcast would be too smart for the average person. So listen for that to drop soon. The super smart podcast.
Oh, that's so great. I can't wait.
Okay. My trip was both good and bad. It was fantastic and frightfully devastating at the same time. Yeah. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today was the good and the bad.
Okay.
There's some good and bad in everything.
Good, bad, and ugly. Yeah.
Such as, I'm going to play you a really good song. This was my favorite song from the mountain that I listened to.
Please don't tell me this is more of this Ice Nine Kills.
I'll tell you who it is and why you know them after this.
Okay.
I'm flying. Can you imagine that while you're doing the slopes?
Yeah. I'd be scared.
This was my jam.
Oh,
that's a band called the Butthole Surfers.
Oh, okay. I know them.
And
I recognize the voice. I was trying to figure out who it was. I would have never gotten it.
This is how you would know. Now, this is the bad, because this is their one song that made it. And it's all right, but once it gets stuck in your head, it's kind of done.
Marky got with Sharon, Sharon got Sharia, she was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, Bobby was a racist, they were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas.
So anyway, that's a song.
I don't mind
the sons of time, the images it shows.
Well, it's so weird to hear their different versions, because then we were like, oh my God, this song's amazing. Who was in my room last night? So we looked for more Butthole Surfers, and then like all of them sucked.
Aww,
like
I think they had one good one.
Yeah. But I was playing that song for Dawn before I left, and I was like, yeah, Jeremy found all this. I don't remember how I said it. All this untapped music. And yeah. And he found Butthole Surfers. And he's like, dude, Butthole Surfers been around for forever. Well, I know that. But have you ever heard this song? And I turned it on for a second. He's like, no, stop.
But it was good. I liked it.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Being on the mountain, I've skied a couple of times. And I'm scared. I'm going to be honest. I'm just a little bit scared when I do it. So I would want something a little bit more relaxing.
I told you before we left, Jeremy made me a mountain mix, and it had so much cool stuff because I wanted more ska and punk. I mean, sure, I did have some Slipknot in there, but not a lot, because that wasn't what I wanted to listen to on the mountain.
It's a really thoughtful gift. I love that idea.
Yeah. So that was a good thing on the trip.
Uh-huh.
That song brought me major joy every time.
Good, good.
Also, there's this long stretch of the mountain down a certain trail, like all these different trails lead to this. And I'm not an experienced skier at all. I've only been skiing 3 times. And so I'm still on the greens, which is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one spot that these trails would end in coming down the mountain that I fell every single time and could not get up. This was last year.
Yeah.
This year, I did not fall one time.
That's a good.
Going down that slope. It was so bad last year that I got caught and I couldn't get myself back up. And this woman came to help me. In the meantime, Jeremy's like standing over there. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were by yourself. Because everybody's really helpful on the mountain.
Yeah.
If you need help, I mean, anytime you fall, people are there to ask you if you need help. They're to give you assistance. Yeah, so this woman helped me, not realizing that Jeremy's just staring at me. But he couldn't.
Is he laughing?
Well, he couldn't get to me.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just like struggling, looking like a deer trying to get up.
What was last year? You think it's an experience, or do you think maybe there's a lot of powder buildup? I know that's always difficult sometimes to ski in.
Well, there was a lot of powder this year. Major snowstorms. They got 19 inches on the resort the day that I left. So that's another bonus. I got to play in a lot of snow.
Man, up, up, up. We're just like major good stuff right here.
Yeah. Got to play in a lot of snow. I got some quality time with Jeremy, which is always good.
Yes.
I can't believe he was convinced to do this, but we had 2 ski days and then 1 burn day, and then we were going back home. So on our 1 burn day, we were done with skiing. That's so exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I convinced him to go to the hot springs with me.
Oh, cool.
So we went. This place has beautiful hot springs outside, overlooking all the views. So we got to sit outside and soak our bones for a long time. So that was really nice.
Yes.
I didn't see the sign that said, take your cheap jewelry off.
Oh, no.
So
did you turn into a different color?
It has since recovered, but my ring on my other hand, I noticed, I didn't realize it once we were there, but I was like, oh my God, this thing must have gotten dirty. Like, it was turning brassy and coppery, and it was so gross.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, ends up it's cheap. So, girl, those minerals can ruin it.
I bought some rings and put in Morgan's stocking, my daughter Morgan, for Christmas. And I mean, I got these like dirt cheap plays. I think the place is called Dirt Cheap or Cheaper Than Dirt, whatever. It's for like under $1. And she started taking showers in these rings, and it looked like her fingers were black and blue bruised because of they were just changing her skin color. I felt so bad. Please don't wear those anymore. I'm sorry.
You've busted me before too, because I was wearing, I guess I had worn a necklace, and then the next day you were like, is there something you need to tell me? I'm like, what? I had a looking like a bruise around my neck, but it was from my cheap necklace.
I barely remember that.
Another good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something while I was there. I saw this house all decked out and flags, and I thought about it in that moment, and I was like, man, got a Chicago place here. Like, look at that. Look at all those flags over there.
Yeah.
Very happy Chicago place. They're very proud of Chicago here in Colorado.
But.
And then we went to dinner and I saw another one and I was like, look, babe, this is a Chicago place too. They love Chicago.
Are you sure it was Chicago?
Nope. It was a Colorado flag. He's like, are you serious? We have a Chicago flag in our living room.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. But. Learning is good.
Yeah. I probably only know it because we have family that live there. And they've got them like hung out in their living room.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot of other state flags.
It has a C and it has the same colors as the Chicago flag.
Why the heck not?
So those are the good things. I accidentally got on a blue. I took down a section of the blue ski trail on purpose. Got down that on my own
slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So it was good.
I wonder how you would what would you do when you accidentally take a black and you decide you don't want to do it anymore? What's the solution? Do you just suffer through it slowly, or is there like some, maybe it probably depends on the location, but like a secret way to bypass?
Yeah. There's a lot of ways around the mountain, such as one that I took down, which is where I get to the bad part.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Did you like almost do a Sonny Bono? Did you hit a tree?
No, I didn't. But I did get stuck on the mountain and had to be escorted down.
Escorted by who? Like professional? Like the people who work there?
By the rescue man on the snowmobile.
On a snowmobile?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Was it on the blue one?
No. It was on the green. So what happened?
On the green?
So what happened? We had this very big debate before we even went because, as I said earlier, this is my third time skiing. Like, obviously, I've got this now, right? Zero experience before.
You look so embarrassed.
I've been skiing three damn times in my life. That's it. I was even telling Jeremy, I said, I don't think I even need a helmet. And he's like, no, you need a helmet.
Oh gosh, I didn't wear it.
The place where we rented from didn't have any helmets, so we made sure to get one in Durango so I would have a helmet. Because he was even saying, like, don't forget last year you smacked the crap out of your head. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, so we had discussed no helmet. Jeremy said no. I ended up getting a helmet. Then Jeremy wanted to go by himself, so he went by himself down a blue. And that kind of messed him up after that. It hurt his muscles that he wasn't using on the other ones because it was super steep. So I finally, like, first day, I don't have my legs on me yet. I would fall and that would take 20 minutes to get up. And it wasn't good. Well, then I was getting better and it was last run. And Jeremy was like, I did not get cocky. Hush your mouth. Jeremy was like, well, I think you're doing fine. You can go up by yourself. I'm just going to stay. So I go on the very last run. Oh. So there's nobody around.
Oh my gosh.
And what's even more messed up is I should have had good ski karma because I helped somebody up on the mountain earlier who couldn't get it. Hey, do you know how to get your skis back on? And I'm like, yeah. I even helped him with my poles, like let him steady himself and was helping this guy. And then here comes me down the mountain by myself. I'm good. I probably even had on this song, my song, and I'm just going down the mountain. And I turned and I hit hard, smacked my head.
Oh, thank God you're wearing a helmet.
Yeah. I thought I sprained my wrist.
Oh my God.
And my skis flew off and I could not get one of my skis back on. And so the snow is so thick there that I'm trying to like balance and my foot is just getting stuck in snow.
Yeah.
My skis are covered in ice.
I'm so sorry. So did you just like stay up there for a long time and Jerry's like waiting for you to come down and you're not ever coming down and they had to like send someone up? Or
you would think, right? You're worried about me. Well, I called Jeremy. Didn't answer. Called
Jeremy. It's bad service. Bad service up there in the mountains.
Called Jeremy again.
That's not fair.
Doesn't answer.
That's not fair.
So finally, in my very mature state, I didn't even change the autocorrect or anything. I said, this is your ducking fault. Now I'm stranded up here, and I sprained my wrist, and I can't get my ski back on. And I cried for a little bit, and I kept trying to get it, and I can't. And there's nobody. There's nobody.
How long were you up there?
I tried scooting. I tried walking. I tried putting my ski back on. I even took the other ski off to see if it was broken or not because I thought maybe I had broken it.
Yeah.
Finally, I could get that ski back on, but then I couldn't get the other one on. Like, I just absolutely could not. I had to pee.
Oh, my gosh. Did you pee your pants?
So I was thinking, like, I have to pee, and I could just go right over here, and I could pee real quick. But what if this is a state of emergency? Do I drink it? Do I just waste my pee? Like, what do I do here? I was only up there for about 30 minutes. And
it's not terrible, but it's so cold.
I did nothing with my pee, by the way.
Good.
I held it.
Good.
I didn't drink it.
Strong bladder.
Yeah. Good. And some guy on a snowmobile came up because they have to do sweeps at the end to make sure everybody's off the mountain.
Yeah.
So the guy came up at the end and came up to me. He was like, hey, what's going on?
Get my ski back on.
I'm so glad that you were saved. That's terrible. What a terrible feeling. And that's how you ended it.
Yeah.
That was the last run.
Yeah. Of the day. I did go back the next day.
Oh,
and
you
resurrected.
Did? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
But that was...
I think I would have just, like, had a big pity party the next day.
Oh, I told Mr. John. I took pictures with him. I told him if my husband doesn't know that he's in trouble yet, he will know by the time I get down there. I was so blanking mad. I was, because I don't know what I'm doing enough to be able to go. Either you go out there or you tell me no. Don't tell me I can go do something because then I'm going to do it. And then I couldn't. So he takes me down on the snowmobile, which I guess is a good thing because it was free. Some of the people we saw at the hot springs a couple days later, they were like, oh, we had to pay X amount to rent a snowmobile. And I'm like, or you could get stranded on the mountain and just rent it for free. So, yeah. So I come down on the snowmobile and I said, Jeremy's there waiting. I said, are you surprised that I came down on a snowmobile? He goes, no, I knew you weren't going to make it on your own.
What?
After. Now, there had been some miscommunication because I was calling him. He wasn't getting my phone calls. He was calling me, but I'm only got one phone call. And yeah, I missed it because, oh no, you're going to call me. Like, I've been calling. What have you been doing? Are you sitting at the bar? Well, I'm like up here stranded. So we were both so mad. We couldn't talk to each other for 20 minutes. Like finally.
Oh, only 20 minutes? That's good.
Finally, we're halfway to Durango, which is. We're halfway to Durango, which is like 30 minutes away. And finally, he's like, so what happened?
I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he said he knew I was going to make it down after it had been so. He was already talking to people up there. And then he was mad at me because whenever he was calling me, he was trying to find out where I was. And he was going to send somebody to come get me instead of them just doing the sweeps looking for it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So the next day, I had to exchange my boots. And it ends up I had some bad boots. I knew I was having feet problem.
And that's why it came off or wouldn't go back on?
No, that was just because it was cold, icy, snowy, and I had enough buildup in there. But I couldn't get a hold of myself to scrape everything off. Like, I was trying. I was beating down everything. So it's not like I just sat up there and was like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
I guess I'll just freeze.
Yeah.
<Do-do-do>.
So I exchanged my boots the next day. The new boots that I got were fantastic. The other ones had like left marks on me and I was still a little swollen the next day. And I probably should have changed them out immediately. But I was thinking, no, I can just work through this. My foot was numb for part of it. I'm like, that's not good, but I'll be all right. But anyway, the next day, whatever, I exchanged my boots. I walked up and I was like, oh, well, how's the snow today? How's everything? Anything bad out on the mountain? Yeah. Did you hear about anybody having to get saved, or has it been a pretty good spring break? And the dude's like, I don't know. I just got here. I haven't been here in a couple of days. And I was like, cool. I just wanted to see if people knew, like,
talking about you.
Yeah. You're that dumbass that couldn't make it off the mountain.
Aw. That's not that bad. I mean, I'm sure the experience was bad, but you shouldn't feel absolutely humiliated because it happened to you. People mess up on the mountain all the time.
I felt really stupid. I've made a lot of mistakes on the mountain, but never that. And then that night while we're out at dinner, Jeremy was talking about how sore he was and how he was glad that nothing bad happened. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but I wrote in my notes that Jeremy was talking about how he couldn't be in a vegetative state before he promotes again because he wants the ultimate money whenever he retires. And I looked at him and I said, bitch, I almost died. And you're talking about how you're glad that you're okay? Don't take this moment away from me. He was really touch and go there for a little bit. And they were telling me, like, because there's so much snow and it's soft because it's so much coming
right,
down.
Yeah.
So it's not compacted. That's how people get stuck in avalanches and
yes.
stuff. So
it's scary.
My foot's getting stuck. And then the nice guy, John, on the snowmobile that brings me down, there was a little dog running near. And I was like, well, what up with this dog? Is he, like, looking for people? Because I didn't know if nobody reports you and you go off the deep end, you know? Yeah. Well, sure enough, that's what the dog's for.
Really?
To be able to smell people in an avalanche.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do remember from the cartoons that dog, I don't know, was it a St. Bernard or whatever? He has the little keg on his collar.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Did it look like that?
No, it was a smaller dog.
Oh.
Yeah. And last thing, on the next day, Jeremy was in pain. I was traumatized and scared. But we had already bought our lift tickets. So I'm like, we are going. I don't care. We're going to go and we're going to have a good time.
Was it a shorter day, I'm sure?
No, it was still.
Really?
Yeah. It was still
troopers.
Just as long. So we went. Fantastic day.
Good.
So much fun. I got so much better. It snowed. That was a great time.
Yes.
And then finally, we did one last one, and Jeremy didn't want to go. And
did you go by yourself again?
He said, you can go by yourself. I said, nah, fool, that doesn't work. So I made him go with me. So we did one more time.
I can't believe he said that.
We did one more time. And in that time, I'm riding the lift across. And it's getting late, and my face is a little chilly. So I pulled up my little face mask, and I dropped my poles.
No.
So what do you do?
Jeremy skied down with no poles and gave me his.
I bet he never stopped with it. You're the girl. Sure, you can do it, honey. After the traumatic experience yesterday, you can handle this. You got it. And then you drop your poles. He probably just hammered you.
I was like, holy crap, if you want the insurance money that babe, you're willing to let me die on a mountain.
Oh, Lacey.
Yeah.
Golly. What a trip.
Yeah.
But you made it.
I did. I survived. We haven't told any of the family that I got rescued because I don't think they would appreciate it.
Why?
And they said it wasn't really a rescue. It was more of an assist down. So I think that's what would happen. If you got stuck on the black, somebody would have to come and get you on a snowmobile and get you off of it. Or you could always scoot down on your butt. I had this other lady tell me that she walked off the mountain before because she took off her skis and walked them off. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah. And this woman was telling me, oh, bad things have happened to me on the mountain. And I'm like, you've been rescued too? And she's like, oh, no, not that bad.
I'm just so proud of you. You know me. I'm a quitter. So I don't know if I would have gone back the second day ready to attempt it again.
Yeah, but you cheap. So if you already prepaid for something, you're going.
Oh, gosh. That's so true. That's a tough one.
Well, I had some good and some bad on the spring break. Maddox, my son, went on a Boy Scouts camping trip, and my daughter Morgan went to Disney. She went with her high school band, and we've never been as a family. Honestly, our kids have never really showed interest in going. Morgan won't even go on the roller coasters when we go to Six Flags, because when she was really little, I had left the living room and left the TV on, and there was this news coverage on when the girl fell off and died several years ago. And so I don't let my kids watch the news when they're little, but it was just kind of an accidental expert.
Is that a word?
Excerpt?
Insert?
What is the word? A little excerpt.
Okay.
I think that's the one.
Excerpt is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so she's never wanted to. And I've been to Disney with kids, and it was such a blessing to see and witness magical moments, but it was work, so it's not like a true, you don't get to experience the true magic of Disney whenever you're working. Anyways, before she left, I stressed heavily, I want pictures. So after 4 unanswered texts, 3 days of going straight to voicemail, I realized that she probably lost her phone. And, you know, it's a pretty penny to pay for Disney. And I think she just got cold feet, didn't want to borrow a friend's phone. I'm sure if something bad had really happened, the school had got to contact us, call us or whatever. So I just feel, okay, well, she's just kind of being a jerk. She's not going to contact us at all. Funny story, she found it right before she came back home. It was in the bottom of someone's bag. I don't think that's a funny story. I think that's just laziness. But out of all that, I said, please, I want a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle. I want selfies. I want all this. She gave me a mini Polaroid. That's all I got. But it was with Belle, which I love. Belle's the best. But this little mini Polaroid, that's all I get. I was so furious.
Oh,
I was so furious. I'm not there to experience the magic with her. I want to at least see her side of things, and I got nothing.
Oh,
I know,
Morgan.
I know. I was pretty pissed about that. But, good. Justin had a birthday party.
Yes.
A lot of people from work went. Was at Rainbow Vomit in Dallas, which is kind of like an Instagram museum. You pay an entrance fee, which I would normally never do.
Did you have to pay?
No. It was his birthday party. But if you were to go, you would have to. And you go through these stylized rooms and take pictures. Justin had a few dozen people there. And drinks and eats were included, which was great. Phones were fully charged, and you know, behind every nice picture, there's an Instagram husband. Well, that was not one of these moments.
Oh no!
Every single picture that we had fun, but every single picture we tried to attempt, they were blurry. We are not experts. We are not influencers at all. We are the worst.
Okay, so this was a couple's photo, not a solo photo.
I mean, we were taking pictures of each other.
Okay, because I was going to blame your face.
My face?
Yeah.
But if it's blurry and my face is ugly, that's not my fault, right?
I just think of Matrix mouth every time.
I know. I don't know. I think the holding down, the burst is probably your best bet. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to take pictures. But that's okay.
And there were so many good people there that you could have asked.
Oh, I'm not going to harass them. You feel silly going in to take pictures of yourself anyways, right?
Not at this place, though.
I enjoyed other people watching them and their creativity.
So not a single photo.
Not a great one, no. The ones that I posted were, oh my gosh, I was rolling around. We were giggling, but I was just trying to do these stylized poses. It was ridiculous. I look like, what I look like. It's bad. I've got a lot of bad ones. It's great. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, with the kids being gone during spring break most of the time, my highlight was just being with Josh, a lot of one-on-one time. We did a date on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day, and I wore a green blouse, and he wore his Guinness hat that I bought him in Ireland, which is always a sore subject. But he ordered an Irish beer, of course, and
Guinness.
He got a Guinness, but he became that guy. The guy that you see at a concert wearing that person's shirt at the concert. He was the guy wearing a Guinness hat, drinking a Guinness, and I don't know. He was just really embarrassed about it, but I thought it was fantastic.
I respect it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even against the concert shirts at the concert.
But have you ever done it?
Yeah.
You have?
I wore to the Perry, Georgia Fair, which was my first ever concert.
Perry?
Perry, Georgia.
Oh, I don't know this.
Yeah. Big town.
Oh.
big town. Okay. I don't know how you don't know it.
Not big town little people or whatever it's called. This you're talking about. You're making fun. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So Perry, Georgia, a state fair of Texas.
Okay.
So it's the big fair. It's not that far away. And I wore an achy breaky shirt heart to go see Billy Ray Cyrus.
But you were a little girl, right?
Yeah. So whose fault is that? I don't think they had the rules back then, though.
Have you done it since then? Would you be caught dead wearing a t-shirt to a concert?
Well, out of protest, I wore my Taylor Swift shirt to an Alice in Chains concert because...
But it's not the same thing.
No, but I did get several comments on that shirt. And I told Jeremy, and he goes, just because people are talking about it doesn't mean that they're complimenting you. I said, that's why I said comments, babe. I'm making a statement. They know. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, first time I haven't ever done anything. Like, I don't always go out for St. Patrick's Day necessarily. It's a fun holiday, but it's not something that you have to do. I didn't even have a beer.
Really?
Mm-mm. I had corned beef and cabbage at home, and
that was nice.
Yeah. Jeremy's been working ever since we got back, so it was just a chill day.
Yeah.
We didn't do...
Well, we went out on Saturday, and then finally we had both the kids at the house on Sunday. And we did my favorite thing. We had a picnic, and it was all green. We had pickles. We had green cookies. We had spinach wraps. We had, oh, my gosh, guacamole. It was just, aww, like a big green. We did Sprite with, like, a one drop of little green dye in it. It was just a big green picnic, and it was so great.
That is so fantastic.
And we got to, like, recap what we did because someone was gone and someone was back, and we all got to be together.
Aw, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time. Also makes me jealous that I didn't think of that.
What, a big green picnic?
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun to do. But yesterday was just getting back together day. So we did this a couple episodes ago. And I thought it was fitting, since we were doing good versus bad of everything, to end on some bad and good news. That doesn't have to do with us, for one. So I was completely unplugged while I was gone, all the way. I had my news notifications turned off. I was not on social media, except for to upload an Instagram story. And then while I was on there to upload an Instagram story, the one picture that popped up was Anna looking fierce with Ryan. So I had like and comment on Anna and Ryan's post and then immediately get off. So I was completely unplugged. I hung out with a girlfriend this weekend and she's like, so you don't know anything? I was like, no. You don't know that J-Lo is engaged? Nope. Do you know about Felicity Huffman and all the people going down for the college tuition fraud? Nope. Did you know that we're now at war with North Korea? I was like, no, that's not true. I know that one's not true. So I got all learned up today whenever I got to work.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to share you some bad news that I read.
Okay.
April the giraffe. You remember her?
No, something happened to April the giraffe.
No, calm down. She's the one who was pregnant for forever.
Yeah. I mean,
they kept thinking she was going to go into labor and it was this big to-do.
24/7 watch. Everyone was like, when is this freaking baby coming?
Yeah. Well, guess what happened to April the giraffe?
Don't tell me what.
She gave birth to a baby. She gave birth and nobody cared.
Wait.
There was no coverage.
Oh, my God.
She just gave birth.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have it a while ago?
She had another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But just like that second baby, don't nobody care.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Aw, poor April.
And for the good news, I said this was not me related, but I guess it kind of is. I'm going to go see Nothing More this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. It was this weekend.
Yeah,
this weekend. Goody.
So,
you got your
very excited about that. No.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, I'm hoping I will once I get there.
Yeah.
I've already prepped my friend because I'm going with my friends who are also big fans. And I was like, well, you know, I might get a meet and greet, right?
And I'm going to leave you in the dust.
Yeah, I am. You damn right I am. Don't get me wrong. If I can bring two back there, then hell yeah. But no, I'm not. In case if somebody gives me a meet and greet and I only have one, I don't have access. I'm nobody, damn it. I had to buy these tickets. I'm so mad. Last year, now I feel like it's turning into bad news. Last year, I was supposed to go see them and get a meet and greet with them, and I wasn't going to have to pay for tickets. This time, it was like, oh, well, I might get you tickets, but it's going to be like day of. Well, you know what? Nothing More fan, they've been selling out. Why don't you follow them on Instagram? They've been selling out all kind of shows, so I had to go ahead and buy my tickets. Anyway, I hope I get to meet them. We'll see. I'm very lovely to hang out with. Yeah, so they would be blessed.
What was the good part? That you're going.
Yeah.
That you're going. Good, 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 good.
Okay. I'm going to see Nothing More this weekend. Also, Lady Gaga performed at a jazz night.
I saw this.
Now, why do I care about this?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you can tell this knowledge to Josh later whenever you get home, unless I text him first because we have a conversation going.
Okay, what'd she do? Was it like a specific song that y'all would be excited about?
She did Frank Sinatra. I know it's fine. But the reason that I care
what?
is because it was at Fred Durst Weekly Jazz Night. I didn't know Fred Durst had a jazz night.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Man, he's so versatile.
And final good news. Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Why are you down?
Well,
why are you trying to poop my good news?
No, I'm not. It's just I never watched the original, so I can't get excited about it.
Okay, well, don't. Don't watch the original.
Don't watch the original?
Just watch this one.
The new one?
Because it is getting really good reviews.
Man, I hate it when people hype it up.
Okay, well, I'm not Anna, who hyped up, what was that stupid movie, Hereditary?
Yeah, I never saw that one, though, so I can't be mad.
Yeah, don't waste your time. The movie was crap. But she was just saying what people were saying, so I'm not mad at her about that. But yeah. Pet Sematary, fantastic movie. Still stands the test of time. I know it's super old, but I watched it. It's been a couple years since I watched it, but I watched it like last year, maybe. It was so good. It was still so good. And the remake is getting really good reviews.
When does it come out?
Another 2 weeks, maybe?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about that.
That is exciting.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it with me?
I don't know.
That's a no. Okay. So...
Am I buying the tickets?
I'm not asking you to pay for it. That is not what I meant. I meant, are we getting a pre-screening through work? There's no way I would ever ask that. People, please don't think that I'm that weird. I'm not. I'm not that weird.
Who's paying for it?
What a jerk.
Hopefully. I'm hoping we will get screening passes.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Yeah.
I will.
It's going to be great. And Vanessa's going to come too if we get screening.
Excellent.
Yeah. She's my horror movie Betty, so we've already talked about whether or not. Anyway, that's it. Do you have anything else?
Mm-mm.
Will you pay for me?
That is not what I meant.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can subscribe, rate, review, leave some kind words. That'd be really nice if you would do that. Hit us up on our socials. We do want to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, hope you all had a wonderful spring break. Back to work, back to having a good time like us. I don't wish anybody back to work, actually. I just hope all is well after spring break. But keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Dinner time, the perfect break between work and drunk.